After having seen an overview of the world of Dichui and Daf Lamed Gimel through Lamed Gimel and Aleph Lamed Gimel days, we said that we'd come back today just to fill in the sugyas that we didn't discuss. And so on Daf Lamed Gimel and Aleph, when the Gemara wanted to suggest Lema Kitanoi in terms of the concept of Avar V'liktan, when the berries were removed improperly, but they were removed, as to whether the lulav, the hadas, can be viewed as being kosher or not, as a machlokas Rav Elazar Rav Tzadok and the Chachamim. And so perhaps if we take out of the picture the issue of tzarech egen, we take out of the picture the issue of tasef roman ha'asui, then this could be totally on dichui. I think Mara said in achinami, but who says we take these out of the picture? Okay, so that we have a machlokas where the lulav tzarech eged or ain tzarech eged, a machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan, and we have a question as to, even if we say lulav tzarech eged, does one compare the world of lulav, the world of eged, to the world of sukkah, where we have a psul of tas sevelom and ha'asui? So let's just review the various shitos that we have over here. The Gemara brings the shita of Rav Yehuda, that lulav tzarech eged, and the Gemara brings the makar. What's the makar of lulav tzarech eged? What would be the makar of lulav tzarech eged? What does the Gemara say? What gzera shava do we have?
From Ezov, from this past
from the world of Agudat Ezov, we have a lokachtem, a gzera shava, that yitachen, that we have a chiyuv of eged in the world of Lulav, just as we have a Chiyev of Eged in the world of Agudat Ezov. But what is unclear, or rather what one could theoretically be medayek in the requirement of Rav Yehuda, of Lulav Tzarech Eged, again, unclear before this, yeah, is that one could say that the Chiyev of Eged could be in one of two realms. Which realm could we have a Chiyev of Eged? Perhaps this is a din in what? But I'm asking in terms of the realm, in other words, of the world of lokachtem lachem b'yom harishon priyet sadar, etc. Where in what aspect of the mitzvah would perhaps we require eged? Would this be a din in the cheftza, namely that we have to create a cheftza of three minim, that we have to create this cheftza of mitzvah of lulav hadas arava, and we accomplish that via eged? Or what's the other alternative?
Gavr.
In terms of the gavr, namely, this is a tnai in lekachtem lachem, that the lekicha has to be as a unit. Namely, is this a din in the cheftza, or is this a din in the gavra? What is clear from our sugya? What is clear from our sugya?
That the, for Rabbi Yehuda, it sounds like it's in the Gavra, no? In the Lakiha.
I don't... In other words, you're 100% correct that in terms of the Pasuk, we're learning it out from Agudas Ezov, but we would have the same question in Agudas Ezov. Is it a din in the Lakiha, or is it a din in the Cheftza? Namely, you're correct that the word which connects the two parshios is a Lakachtem. But l'chora, the same question exists in both. But in our sugya, what's the context of lulav tzarech eged? It serves as a... It brings us into what realm that perhaps would explain to us why we have over here a psul if we had a situation where you removed the berries after there was already an eged. What issue does the Gemara raise over here? Lulav tzarech eged would create a ta'aseh, and then the comparison to sukkah would create a ta'aseh velo min ha'asui. Now, ta'aseh, what are we making over here? Lulav tzarech eged means that we're making something. What are we making? A cheftz of mitzvah. Namely, it's clear from our Gemara that according to Rav Yehuda, the din of lulav tzarech eged is that we have to create a chefetz of mitzvah. And then the Gemara asks, well, if you have to create a chefetz of mitzvah, maybe after we created it and we're machshir it, that's a problem of ta'asev lo man ha'asui. But the whole context is within creating a chefetz shel mitzvah. Okay, so that's why we don't find this question being dealt with by the Rishonim, because it is something which is obvious from our sugya that we're dealing over here. Not even though, as in other words, even though, as was pointed out, the connection to the world of Agudas Ezov is through the word ulekachtem, that simply serves as the glue. But in terms of what the issue is, so the issue in our sugya is one of ta'asev lo man ha'asui, and a lulav tzarech eged creates the requirement of ta'asev, building a chefetz shel mitzvah. Okay, that's clear. However, what the Achronim do discuss is the shita of Rabbanon. Rabbanon say that even though lulav ain't tzarech eged, but what is there in according to Rabbanon, what necessity, what remains? No, in other words, according to Rabbanan, that even though we say that lulav ein tzarech eged, but b'chol zot mitzvah la'agdo, we have a mitzvah. Mitzvah lechatchila. And what's the makar of the mitzvah lechatchila? What does the Gemara say? Zekei riva anveyu. Ah, so you're already experts in zekei riva anveyu. Namely, that had we just been learning according to Tosos, zekei riva anveyu is this din of kol haTorah kula of mitzvah. You should have a shofar na'ah, you should have a sukkah na'ah, you should have you should have a matzah na'ah. And we said everything should be aesthetic. However, what did we learn in Rashi? What did we see at the beginning of the perek? The Rashi says, what is built on zekei riva anveihu? What psul? The psul of hadar. And it's even ma'akev. So over there, we quoted in the name of Reb Chaim, that kaner'eh, that there are tzvei dinim in zekei riva anveihu. We have a din of kol haTorah kula of noi, right? That you should have a beautiful Sefer Torah and a beautiful Aram Kodesh and a nice Beis Medrash, etc. Zekei riva anveihu. But aside from that, we have another din of zekei riva anveihu that relates to the chefetza shel, to the kiyum of the mitzvah itself. Namely, that within the kiyum of the mitzvah that sometimes we have, that zekei riva anveihu will enhance the mitzvah. And here we brought the din of Mila, that in the world of Mila, Mila is Docha Shabbos. In the world of Mila, we have din of Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akvin. We have parts of the Orla that are not Ma'akev, but if the Mohel decides to cut them on Shabbos, is there a problem of Chilul Shabbos? In Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akvin, what did we see? No, that the Moel can cut them on Shabbos, that they're also Docha Shabbos. How can they be Docha Shabbos if it's pure aesthetics? Since when is aesthetics Docha Shabbos? So you see that there's a Zekei Riva Anveihu which is built into the mitzvah, becomes part and parcel of the mitzvah. And if in the world of Mila we have a Dechi of Shabbos, even the Zekei Riva Anveihu of Mila would be also Docha Shabbos. And that's how we understood Rashi, that we can have a zekei riva anveihu that would be ma'akev, the kiyum of arba minim, that if we have a situation of yavesh, a lack of hadar, that is not just an issue of aesthetics. It's not just the din b'kol haTorah kula. It enters into the kishkis of the kiyum hamitzvah, and maybe it'll even be ma'akev. So over here, we can clear a chakira. We say, lulav ein tzarech eged, but mitzvah la'agdo. Is this mitzvah la'agdo like having a beautiful crown on a Sefer Torah, a din b'chol haTorah kula of aesthetics? Or is mitzvah la'agdo that even though eged, lulav ein tzarech eged, it's not ma'akev, but when you make that eged, it becomes part and parcel of the kiyum mitzvah that we're dealing over here, again, within that second track of that the mitzvah itself is not just that we have noi mitzvah as an external factor, but arba minim with eged is a hidur within arba minim, not just the din b'chol haTorah kula. So that's a proper chakira. If we have two dinim of zekei levan zehu, which of them is being brought over here as the source of rabbanon of mitzvah la'agdo? And here in the Rishimos of Rav Reichman, so he quotes four proofs to say within Reb Chaim that this is the latter. This is a Zekei Liva Anvehu, which is part and parcel of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Two of these proofs, as I already say in advance, I think are like strong, and two of them I find to be very, very weak. Okay, but let's deal with the stronger proofs. The first strong proof is the Gemara at Andaf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis at the end of the Sugya. That the Gemara over there, five lines before the Mishnah, says, Tanu Rabbanan, Hutar agdo biyom tov. What if the knot came out on yantif? Then ogdo kaaguda shel yerek. Then just take that strip of lulav leaf with which you are tying everything together and tuck it in like you would tie soup greens. By just tucking it in. So the Gemara asks, Amai, why only tuck it in? La'anve inviv, let's make a bow. So the Gemara answers that Hamani Rav Yehuda hi damar aniva kshira malya sahi. We view a bow on Shabbos as a kesher, which is a chiyuv da'araisa. So we can't go ahead and make that bow on Shabbos. Gemara asks, I Rav Yehuda eged ma'alyasa ba'i? In other words, how can we just tuck it in? According to Rav Yehuda, lulav tzarech eged. You require actually a knot. So haitana savar lekavasei bechada. We paskin like Rav Yehuda in terms of the world that aniva is considered to be kshira. Upalgalei bechada. But we paskin that lulav ein tzarech eged. But we say lulav ein tzarech eged. So what then do we need? Ideally, if lulav ein tzarech eged, so comes along Rashi and says the last Rashi before the Mishnah, Haytana sevelik havasei bechada da aniva kshira hi linyan Shabbos upolga lebelulav da ein tzarech eged shaminan mehacha, says Rashi, de beinan belulav kesher gamor she yikshor shnei roshei haeged vaha ogdan kaguda shal yerek lav eged hu. Va'afilu Rabbanan de pligi alei Rav Yehuda Amri lulav she'eno agud kosher modu de mitzvah la'ogdo k'detanya la'el mishum zekei va'anvehu v'ukim naka Rabbanan. We paskin like Rabbanan. We paskin that mitzvah la'ogdo. But what is the mitzvah of the igud? What level of igud do we require according to Rashi? Even according to Rabbanan, what level do we require? A kesher shel kayama or not a kesher shel kayama? Again, Paul galei belulav, ain't tzarech eged, shaminan mehacha, that even though lulav ain't tzarech eged, the inan belulav kesher gamor. We need a kesher shel kayama. That if you were simply to make it like an agudo shel yerek, lav eged afilu rabbanan. Not only according to Rav Yehuda holds lulav tzarech eged, even rabbanan who say lulav ain tzarech eged, but they say mitzvah la'agdo. But what is the mitzvah la'agdo? On what plane? A kesher shel kayama. No. Now you tell me, if the whole din of mitzvah la'agdo is a concept of noi, of aesthetics, what in the world does it have to do with kesher shel kayama? Since when is a kesher shel kayama more aesthetic than any other kesher? But if we say no, that what it means is that there is a hidur of eged within arba minim. Nachon, it's not ma'akev, but it raises the ante mitzvah la'ogdo. So then we could speak about a kesher shel kayama, namely that this that there is a concept over here of having a cheftza shel mitzvah, even though it's not a ma'akev. Again, it's not a ma'akev, but the more of a cheftza shel mitzvah you have, the more of a hidur you have. Yes, Yoni?
Why is it not just Masara that a kesher shel kayama is more hidur?
Because why, in other words, what's the certainly, lehefech, kesher shel kayama is more of a hidur of eged, but it's not more of a noi. It's not more aesthetically. A double knot is not more aesthetic than a single knot, l'chora.
You were asking not Rashi
is the, in other words, without Rashi, we would have said that we have over here some Tana who requires a kesher shel kayama, but not Rabbanan. But Rashi says that that Tana is Rabbanan. The Rabbanan who say there's no chiyuv to be oged, that there's a mitzvah to be oged, they're the ones who say you require kesher shel kayama. So lechora, this shita over here within Rashi is assuming that kesher, that the concept of mitzvah la'ogdo goes beyond aesthetics, that there is an inyan. Just like by tzitzin she'ein ma'akvid, even though you don't have to cut them, but when you cut them, you have a more perfect mila. So over here, even though the lulav doesn't require eged, when you are ma'agated properly, you have a higher level of kiyum. That's, I think, a very good proof that lechor if lulav ein tzarech eged. And mitzvah lagdo is pure aesthetics. Lechora, why require dafka kesher shel kayama? The second is also, I think, a pretty good proof. We move over to daf mem vav amud aleph. We have over there a brisa ha'osa lulav la'atzmo amur baruch shechiyanu v'kiyamanu lizman hazeh nitalo latzes bo omer baruch shekidishanu tzosav tzivanu al netilas lulav. That we have a concept of asiyas lulav. When is this asiyas lulav? On what day? What does Rashi say? On erev yontif. Namely, this is before we're actually notel the lulav. There's a concept of asiyas lulav, and it's a concept to make a bracha. Now, is this gemara only according to Rav Yehuda or also according to Rabbanan?
Rabbanan also.
What? According to Rav Yehuda, clearly there is a din of asiyas lulav tzarech eged. It's a ma'akev. According to Rabbanan, we say mitzvah la'agdo. It's a nice thing to do. Zekeli va'anvehu. Is that something that would bring about a bracha? Nu, what does the Rambam paskin? We pass like Rabbanan, not like Rav Yehuda. Nu, does the Rambam paskin that one makes a shechianu at the time of the eged?
Nope.
Yes. Oh yes, okay. So the Rambam paskins call mitzvah shi mizman lizman kagon shofar sukkah lulav nikra megila ner Chanukah. Then etc. You know that we're mevarech shechiyano when kagon milas beno pidyon ben mevarech aleha bishas asiyasa shechiyano im lo birech al sukkah velulav keyotzim shechiyano bishas asiya mevarechem shechiyano bizman shiyotzi yedei chovasa. Namely, our minhag of saying a shechiyanu when we're nota lulav, according to the Rambam, that's only if you didn't make the shechiyanu at the time of the ikud. And the Rambam is really according to Rabbanan. So we see that even according to Rabbanan, there's an asiyah. There's a meaningful asiyah in the world of eged. In other words, now, if it's only a din of noi, why in the world would you make a bracha when you make it aesthetically beautiful? But if we say no, that it's again that even though it's not a ma'akev, but when you do it, it enhances your kiyum hamitzvah of arba minim. We could speak about a bracha at that time.
What about making brachas on hashem mitzvah?
Excuse me.
Making brachas on hashem mitzvah.
We'll come to that in a few minutes. That's in terms of building a sukkah. Does one make a bracha when one builds a sukkah?
I mean, maybe you could say that this egged, even if you say it's...
But that's a different bracha. That bracha on the Hechsher Mitzvah is Asher Kedisham Tzavet Sivanu Alasiya Sukkah, La'aso Sukkah. That's a different bracha. Here we're talking about the Shechianu of the Kiyum of Lekichas Arba Minim. But you make the Shechianu at the earliest possible meaningful time, which is the time of egged. And this time of Eged, according to the Rambam, is even according to Rabbanan. So Kaner'eh, QED, that the world of Eged is a world within Arba Minim. That's, those two proofs, I think, are very fine. Yes?
Is there a way, it says Ha'osa Lulav, is there a case that could be that it's not necessarily bring Ma'aged Lulav? Maybe when you're taking the Hadash, taking the Rabbah, not necessarily bring them all together. Are you setting up your...
But you're not Osa. What are you doing? What are you doing? If you... In other words, we paskin like Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, bottom line, if you pick up the lulav in the morning and you pick up the hadas an hour later and the Arava an hour later, and the Esrog an hour later, he yotze. Because lulav ein sarach eged. Lulav ein sarach eged. Bottom line. However, mitzvah la'agdam. And we say that that mitzvah la'agdam can even create a bracha at the time of the asiyah. L'chora, the only asiyah that we have is the igud. That's the only asiyah that there's no asiyah in Esrog. Only when you put the lulav and the hadas and the araba together can we speak about osa lulav la'atzmo. Only that would be the equivalent of, you know, words of osa suka. L'chora. Okay.
It's like plucking the berries, it's also an asiyah.
That's, you know, where it's plucking the berries.
You're completing the your lulav, so to say. We call it ta'asa. We call it ta'asa.
Okay, could be. I mean, it could. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. Just that l'chora, you know, that you would have hoped that someone would have added in other words, that this would be, because, you know, plucking the berries only applies to the hadas, and we have over here the asiyah. When we speak about osa lulav, we're speaking about the hadas, the lulav, the hadas, and the arava l'chora. Okay, the third proof that he wants to bring is from our sugya. That our sugya of dichui, we pointed out last time that even if we have a machlokas whether yesh dichui bebalei chayim, but you need to be at least in the bullpen. If you're not going to be on the playing field, at least you have to be in the bullpen. And chora, before yontif, you know, how can we even speak about dichui? So Rashi added in by an olsa batimra that all of this happened olsa batimra biyontif misha ne'egad. Misha ne'egad. In other words, that we had already, we're in the world of dichui. That ne'egad is the beginning already of, that we could speak about a cheftza shel mitzvah. Now the question is, according to whom does Rashi say that? Later on, the Gemara is going to bring the machlokas Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. Does lulav tzarech eged or lulav ein tzarech eged? So there is a later Rashi, the Rashi that goes from the thin lines to the wide lines, in which Rashi distinguishes that according to Rav Yehuda, the Eged is considered to be the time that Dichui enters into the picture. That's already a Chetza Shel Mitzvah. Well, according to Rabbanan, we need Kidesh Hayom. You have to actually move into the Yontif, because Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged. So my understanding would be that Rashi is telling us that the Mishne Egad on the top was only according to Rav Yehuda, that according to Rabbanan, you require the world of Kiddush Hayom. However, in the Rishimos, he says that according to Reb Chaim, you would read that that Eged is certainly a factor even according to Rabbanan. The only question is, are we speaking about an Eged before Yontif or an Eged on Yontif? According to Rav Yehuda, we could speak about an Eged even before Yontif. Well, according to Rabbanan, we need an Eged on Yontif. But I don't see that necessarily following in Rashi. It could very well be that Rashi is telling us that if Lulav Tzarech Eged, then Eged is already a defining factor in terms of the Chetzah Shal Mitzvah, in terms of Dichui. If Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, even if it's only a mitzvah, even if it is a mitzvah, but Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, then only Kedushas Yontif would be a defining factor in terms of moving the hadas into the bullpen, moving the hadas into the world of chetzah shel mitzvah. In any case, I don't like that proof. And the fourth proof I view is even more problematic, and that is from a Ravid. If you look on the page that I gave you, there's a Ravid in Hilchos Mamrim. In Hilchos Mamrim, we deal with a Zakein Mamre who wants to pass it against the Sanhedrin in terms of defining a chetzah shel mitzvah and the world of Baal Tosif. And there's a long Ravid over there in which the Ravid uses the following words. V'yim tomar, belulav v'tzitzis nami mishkachas la, that l'chorah we can find a situation of Baal Tosif and lulav and tzitzis, she'ogad arba minim, that you put together, by the arba min means over here, the lulav, the hadas, and the arav, you already made an eged, and then hosif hachamishi, in other words, and then you added another min afterwards, and then you took the esrog, and you took A poison ivy. Or kosher shmona chitim, you already made the kesher, v'hosif hatshi'i, and then you add another chut after you already made the kesher. Ze eino klum, says the Ravid. In other words, that's not a world of baltosif. V'kevan ditzrichin eged v'kosher, im hosif achar ha'eged, l'divrei hakol, ha'eged ein behem mamosh. Shahariyesh bahem yishum ta'asev lomen ha'asui, shoha'eged mashlim ha'mitzah v'tarach ha'tiro v'lachzer v'likshar. The Ravid takes for granted that when we're dealing with a world of eged or a world of kesher, anything which is added after the eged is ta'asev lomen ha'asui, is not going to impact at all on the chefetzah mitzvah. If you tie a poison ivy into your lulav and hadas and arava, first you put the poison ivy and then you tie it, then you're creating baltosif. Now I'm going to have five minim instead of four. But if I make the kesher, if I make the eged, and then I take another min, it's always going to be outside. It's always going to be a ta'asev lomen ha'asui. Unless I open the knot, put it in, and then tie the knot. That's how Reb Chaim understood the Ravid, and he says that divrei hakol means l'chora even according to Rabbanan. That even though Rabbanan say you don't need an eged, but if you have an eged, post-eged is going to be ta'asa velo min ha'asui. And so it mentions in the Rishimos that Reb Chaim was very, very careful that if, let's say, he took out his hadasim and aravos from the eged to put them into the refrigerator, or whatever they had at that time, icebox. In other words, in order to be able to keep it fresh, or put it into water to keep it fresh, when he put it back in, he would always untie the eged, put it in, and then tie it again. Because if you would put it in without untying, that's ta'asev lomen ha'asui. It's too late. You can't put it back in after the eged. Anything that you want to do has to be pre-eged. Now that's a very, very special chumrah, but I can't believe that is what the Ravid meant when he said divrei hakol. He didn't mean l'chora rabban, because our sugya says that ta'asev lomen ha'asui is only according to Rav Yehuda. In order to have ta'asev lomen ha'asui in our sugya, you need lulav tzarech eged and yelfinan lulav misuka. You need a double whammy. If you don't start off with lulav tzarech eged, our sugya says it's never a ta'asev lomen ha'asui. So to put a ta'asev lomen ha'asui into Rabbanan, I find that to be very, very, very difficult to understand. The Kesef Mishnah simply rejects that meaning within the Ravid. Divrei HaKol doesn't mean Rabbanan. Divrei HaKol means within Rav Yehuda and those who agree with Rav Yehuda. You know, it's because our sugya is black and white, that according to Rabbanan, there's no ta'asev lomen ha'asui. Even if lulav tzarech, in other words, that you have to start off with lulav tzarech eged in order to say ta'asev lomen ha'asui. Namely, to say that there's going to be a bracha of shechianu, that's Gemara on Daf Memvav. To say that you require a kesher shel kayama, that's Rashi and Daf Lamed Gimel. But to bring in the world of, to say that we're dealing over here with that after Eged you have Dichui, that's only according to Rav Yehuda. That after Eged you have Ta'asev el Menah Asui, that's only according to Rav Yehuda. Those two proofs I don't like. So two proofs are also wonderful. You don't need four proofs. In other words, two proofs are also very, very good, but I find that the four proofs are sort of a world of overkill. Okay, yes?
Based on the Sugya on Yid Aleph,
yes.
There's a Rashi there.
Yes.
Yes. It seems very, like noy. Doesn't seem like it's
It's a very good point. You're right, I forgot to mention it, that Rashi over there seems to deal purely on the level of noy, and then we would have what appears to be a stira within Rashi. Why in the world would you require a kesher shel kayama if it's only din of noy? Unless you want to say, like Yoni, that maybe a kesher shel kayama is more beautiful. It's very hard. I mean, a kesher shel kayama basically has nothing to do with aesthetics. It has to do with toelet. It has to do with efficiency. That's the melechas machsheves, right? That it's a kesher which is going to remain for a long time. It doesn't necessarily look very beautiful. That's not a din of noy. So then we would have an issue within Rashi himself.
It's not going to look nice if it's undone, right?
Excuse me?
If it gets undone, I'm going to look down and it's not going to look nice.
Yeah, but that, you're correct, but that's...
precaution.
Okay, but precautions don't always, in other words, again, you know, it's if you would make a triple knot, a quadruple knot, etc., in other words, lechora, that's more of a kesher shel kayama, but I don't know if it's any more noy, that, you know, that it looks very bumpy. Beseder, you're correct. It's a good, it's a proper ha'arav in the sugi over there on Daf Yud Aleph. Then our Gemara continues that if we say lulav tzarech eged, namely the din of tasa, is there necessarily a din of tasa evel man ha'asui? That depends if we learn out lulav from sukkah. In sukkah, we have a din of tasa evel man ha'asui. Maybe that can be transferred back to the world of lulav. Okay, that's an open question. However, Yoni brought up the issue, does one make a birkas ha-mitzvah on putting together a sukkah and putting together a lulav? So let's look over there on Daf Mem Vav Amad Aleph, where we're dealing with the world of brachos. The Gemara, our Gemara, is dealing with a bracha of Shechianu and a bracha of Kiyum HaMitzvah. Comes along Tosfos over there, the top Tosfos, and quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Perek HaRoeh, Asa'a La'atzmo, if a person builds a sukkah for himself, Mevarech Asher Kiddushem Tzavet Zivanu La'asos Sukkah. Asa'a La'acher, someone builds a sukkah for someone else, Mevarech Asher Kiddushem Tzavet Zivanu La'asos Sukkah. Or according to the Gra, Al Asiyas Sukkah. We have a Nusach Bracha on building a sukkah. Namely, what is the Yerushalmi adding? That how do we view the concept of building a sukkah? Asher Kiddushan Sosavet Zivanu. That aside from the mitzvah of living in the sukkah, we have a mitzvah to build a sukkah. And on that mitzvah building a sukkah, we have a birkas hamitzvah. And then we would understand that according to the Yerushalmi, if there's a mitzvah of building a sukkah, so if you find the sukkah already pre-built, then ta'aseh v'lo man ha'asui, right? In other words, that we have a hafka over here of the mitzvah. And if yalfinan lulav misukkah within the Yerushalmi, what would the Yerushalmi say about lulav? There would also be a mitzvah of igud halulav, and with a bracha, namely according to the Yerushalmi, and then there would be a din of ta'aseh v'loman ha'asui. Namely, if we take it according to the Yerushalmi, then everything is the ante is raised, everything is moved one level higher, that we're dealing over here with a kiyum mitzvah, with the kiyum mitzvah of building a sukkah, and therefore we have a din of ta'aseh v'loman ha'asui, and hu hadin, yalfin lulav misukkah, there would be a kiyum mitzvah of igud, and that would bring about a ta'aseh v'loman ha'asui. But we don't pass like the Yerushalmi. So what then does our Gemara mean to say that there's a din of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui in sukkah? There's no mitzvah of building a sukkah. But what is there? How do we, in other words, how do we view a sukkah? There's no mitzvah of building a sukkah, but what is there? How do we view what you said earlier? It's a hechsher mitzvah, right? That it's like baking matzah. You can't eat matzah without having matzah. You can't sit in a sukkah without having a sukkah. We'd have a din of hechsher mitzvah. Hechsher mitzvah, the Gemara is mechadish to us, is also a din of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. Not only in kiyum mitzvah, like according to the Yerushalmi, is there a din of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui, even in hechsher mitzvah, there's a din of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. And therefore, igud ha'lulav, which according to Rav Yehuda, lulav tzarech eged, is a hechsher mitzvah, there would also be a din of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. But again, all of this is within Rav Yehuda. Our Gemara says that according to Rabbanan, even if we say according to Rabbanan that mitzvah la'agdo, and even if we say according to Reb Chaim that we have over here an enhancement of the kiyum mitzvah, but it's not going to enter in the realm of creating a hechsher mitzvah. It's not going to enter into the realm of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. That's only within Rav Yehuda. Okay. Then we have over here a short sugya in terms of the world of Anova Merubim, exactly what is the nature of the Iser. Amar Rav Chista, two lines from the bottom, Rabbeinu HaGadol, Amar Rav Chista, Dover Zer Rabbeinu HaGadol Amaro, HaMokom Yeh Be'ezro, Lo Shano Elu B'Mokom Echad, Avol Shnayim U'Shlosha Mekomos Kosher, Amar Le Rava, Shnayim U'Shlosha Mekomos, Havei Menumar U'Paso, Ela Yitmar Hachi Yitmar, etc. So you already have pointed out to you that on Daf Lamed Hey Amed Beis, we have a parallel sugya in terms of the chazizis on the esrog. Amar Rav Chista, Davar Zer Rabbeinu HaGadol Amaro, Hamokom Yeh Be'ezro, Mamash the same Lashon, Lo Shanel B'Makom Echad, Avol Shnayim U'Shlosha Mekomos Kosher. Amalei Rava Adar Abba B'Shnayim U'Shlosha Mekomos Havalei Kimenumar U Pasol, Eli Yitmar, Hachi Yitmar, etc. But even though these two sugyas are very, very parallel, the way they begin, the way they conclude are totally different. The sugya over there concludes, Iyitmar, Hachi Yitmar, Aseifa Yitmar, Amiyuto Kosher, Amarav Chisto, Dabar Zerbeinu Hag... Eli Yitmar, Hachi Yitmar, Amiyuto Kosher, Amarav Chisto, Dabar Zerbeinu Hagadol Amar, Makom Yeh Be'ezer, Lo Shanel, Makom Echad. Shnayim Eshosha Mekomos, Havelei Kemenumar, U Pasul. Well, our sugya ends off with a whole diyun of Lo Shanwa Ela Anov of Shchoros, Anov of Yerukos, Meni Hadas V'Kosher. In other words, and then Rav Papa brings in Adumos, Kishchoros, etc. Namely, the sugyas begin the same way, but end totally differently, which implies that even though in the Havamina we thought we were dealing with the same issue, in the Maskana we see we're dealing with two totally different issues. So let's work off of the sugya of Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. What is the issue of chazizis on an esrog? Why would a chazizis pasel an esrog if it's al rubo? What do we have over here? In what realm do we have a problem? In other words, this is not a din of yavesh. This is not a din of chaser. What is the issue of chazizis? Hadar from what perspective? Again, not a question of freshness. An esrog with a chaziz is less fresh, but rather looks mara. Namely, that there is an issue of mara as a ma'akev within the world of esrog, and the world of mara, when it's ma'akev, it says chaziz is al rubo. If rove of the surface of the esrog has a mara pasul, the entire esrog is pasul. Comes on the Gemara and says, what if this were to be not in one spot, but it's spread out over a number of spots? Is that an issue?
No.
Certainly it's an issue. Adarama. It's a super issue. Why?
But if they're all the same shit, is the Gemara
saying? No. If it's Menumar, namely, if we have the world of Chazizis in a number of spots, even if it's not a rove of the Esrog, it's going to be possible. Namely, that Mare, we have two tracks of a psul of Mare. One track of a psul of Mare is quantity, and the other track would be quality. That if we have the quantity of the rove, that's one issue of Mare, and the other is if it looks if it looks totally spotted, you know, is that qualitatively, we have a little spot here, a little spot here, a little spot here, even if it's going to be, when we put all the spots together, less than rove, that's also going to be a psul of Mara, a super psul of Mara, a super psul of Mara. That's what Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey tells us. Our Gemara began that way, but our Gemara doesn't continue, and Tosus points out on the top of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis that this is the difference over here is in one word. Is Svarim Degar Sei Adarabba Kede Eshkachan Lekaman. That had the issue been one of Mar'eh, if the issue of the berries in our sugya was one of Mar'eh, so what would be the halacha if you had less than a rove of berries, but they were spread out? If you had less than a rove of berries, but they were spread out, the Mishnah says that we have a rove of berries, or we have a rove of berries in one place, it's possible. What if we were to have berries that would be less than a rove, but they would be spread out? Adarabba, that would, if it's a din of mare, that certainly is a psul. And we, if our sugya of berries would be one and the same with the sugya of chazizis, so we would say, just as in chazizis, when you have a rove, it's pasul. When you have a miut, but it's menumar, kalvachomer, that it's pasul. So if we would have the gears of Adarabba, then our sugya would be parallel, and the issue would be one of mara, and we would have these two tracks of mara, the quantitative track and the qualitative track, and the qualitative track would even be on a miut if it's become a makomot. However, that's not the maskana of our gemara. This is just as points out that the gears of Adarabba doesn't fit into the maskana of our gemara. Our gemara appears to switch tracks. Ella, when our Gemara says that we have to reinterpret the Mishnah, Eli Itmar, if we have to reinterpret, I'm sorry, the statement of Rabbeinu HaGadol, we're going to move to a totally different realm. Lo shanu Ella anav of Shchoros, avol anav of Yerukos, mine hadasu v'kosher. Not as a din of Mare. Not as a din of Mare, because then the Gemara should have distinguished between Menumar and Mokom Echad. What over here is the issue? What does Rashi say? What over here is the issue? Ela anav of shchoros. Again, the havamina was we were dealing with the world of mar'eh, as I'm sorry, as was pointed out that we're dealing delav hodarhu, that we're dealing with a din of aesthetics, that it's not aesthetic, that these are black and these are green, and if they're spread apart, then it's menumar. That's the havamina. But in the maskana, ela anav of shchoros, what does Rashi add, or what does Rashi change to? We're dealing with the psul of yavish. Yavish is a psul of hadar, but a hadar that's learned out from esrog according to Tosfos, or a unique din of zekeli vanvehu, which is ma'akev according to Rashi, and shchoros is dafka. Namely, that black shows yibush. What other color shows yibush? According to the Gemara?
Red.
Because red is going to turn into black, and black is going to be yavish. Namely, that. But what if we have berries that are yellow? What if we were to have berries what other colors are there? What if we have berries that are white? That would be fine. In the Havamin of the Gemara, we were dealing over there with the world of Mara, so perhaps yellow and white would also be issues. But once the Gemara says, Ma Pit'om, that we're not dealing with other colors, we're dealing only with black and red, because black and red are Yavesh. This has nothing to do with the world of aesthetics, this has to do with the world of Yavesh. And so it would only be by the black and the red. In other words, that that when we're dealing with any other color, that would be that as long as it's fresh, there's no issue of colors. Namely, that every one of the Arba Minim has its own criteria. We didn't find an issue of color in the world of Lulav. We don't find an issue of color in the world of Arava. We find the issue of color in terms of Esrog, the Chazizis. Does the world of color apply to the world of Hadas in the Havamina? Yes. In the Maskana, it's not an issue of color, it's an issue of Yibush. Okay? That's what we have over here. Then the Gemara goes back to the world of Dichui. And after dealing with Dichui, that we mentioned that we have on Amud Beis a distinction between Dichui Meikara, that Lohave Dichui, and Nir Benitche, which remains a Safek, as opposed to Amar Aleph. We didn't distinguish that way, and that's what Tosus brought in the whole din of Biado. The Gemara moves over to the Shita of Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says that on Yontif, one can remove the berries. Gemara asks, Hakam etakein mana biyomtov? We have a malacha. One of Lametes Avos Malachos is metakein mana. Makibipatish, and that's usher not only on Shabbos but also on Yontif. So how can Rav Eliezer, Rav Shimon tell us we could do a malacha on Yontif? In other words, leave aside the question, is the Hadas kosher or not? That's the issue of Dichui. But how can Rav Elazar Rav Shimon tell a person to do a malacha midoraisa on Yontif? Amar Rav Ashi kagon sheliktan leachila. And on Yontif, liktan leachila is a malachas ochel nefesh, which is muter. But the problem is, isn't the end result going to be that we're going to have a hadas kosher? So Rav Elazar Rav Shimon holds like Rabbi Shimon that Dover Sheno Miskaven Muter. That we have many conditions of Malachas Machsheves. Malachas Machsheves has to be a Kedarko. Malachas Machsheves has to be Miskaven. Malachas Machsheves has to be Malachat Tzricha Lagufa. We have all sorts of conditions of Malachas Machsheves. Here we're missing a condition, Dover Sheno Miskaven. However, Ha'abayi V'rova Amrit Ravayu Moder Rabbi Shimon B'psikresha V'lo Yamus. That when do we have a heter of Davar Sheino Miskaven? That's when you do an act which is mutter, and an iser may occur, like you drag a chair on the ground. Dragging the chair is an act which is mutter. Making a charitz, making a furrow, is an iser. Sometimes you make a furrow, sometimes you don't. That's Rabbi Shimon is matir. But in psikresha v'lo yamus, if we're dragging a piano on the ground, it's vade going to make a charitz. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees that that's osur. Hachav mayaskinan the islay hoshana achrisay. I don't need this hoshana, the one that I'm eating the berries. I don't need it. I already have two or three. I'm sorry. I already have three hadasim. This is a fourth. I don't need it, and that's why it's mutter. The question is, what happened to the world of the malacha of mesakein mana? What happened to the concept of psikresha? You know, like how did we answer the question by saying I already have three? So I already have three. If I have a teacup and I go and I make myself a teacup in a kiln and I say, well, I don't need it because I already have one, that's a heter to make a teacup. That, you know, that's not an iser of mitakein mana, you know, because I don't need it. So here we have a machlokes Rashi and the Ritva, the Aruch, Tosfos, and the Rambam, the Chora, and the Rach. How to understand this Gemara. So, what do Rashi and the Ritva say? How does Islay Hoshanta Achrina, well, maybe even before we get to this question, what's the halacha on Yontif or on Shabbos if I were to be Tovel Kalin? Then tikkun kli midoraisa midrabanan. So we paskin that if I have a kli that I bought from a goy, and I can't use it because it wasn't nitval, so taking that kli to the mikvah is tikkun kli drabanan. Why should that be tikkun kli drabanan? And over here, when I take the berries off the hadas, that will be tikkun kli midoraisa. Bringing this in order to set up the Rashi and the Ritva. What's the difference between being tovel a kli and taking the berries off of the hadas?
Not doing anything to the kli besides dipping it in water.
What am I doing?
Halachic
tikkun. Okay, in other words, if what I am doing is a matir, if what I am doing is permitting this kli to be used, that is tikkun kli drabanan. But if what I am doing is creating a chefza shel mitzvah, right, that I have a pasul hadas, and I'm creating a kosher hadas, I'm being machshir the hadas, that already is a malacha d'oraisa. Okay. Now, what if I already have three hadasim? So comes along Rashi, and he tells us, let's just read it in the third wide line, v'lo tzarech lahai, Hilkach ein kan tikkun kli, delo tzricha leila achshura, velo dami hashta lepsikresha, de hasamika natilas neshama memanavshach, vahach alecha tikkun kli, aval ego havi achrisa, then mashvile mana, de hatzarech lohachi, vahafagav de lo miskavin lohachi, also de lepsikresha velo yamos. And what over here is the chisaron? According to Rashi, is the chisaron in the din of psikresha, or is the chisaron within the malacha of tikkun kli? What does Rashi say, black and white?
Tikkun kli.
Within the world of tikkun kli. Namely, what's the difference between making a hadas and between making a teacup.
Well, we just
there's another hadas, it's not considered teacup.
What?
There's no teacup by the hadas.
If I'm making a teacup and I already have a teacup, am I considered to be creating a teacup? Yes, that's a reality. Namely, when I create a teacup in reality, when I took something that wasn't roi l'shimush, clay, and I make it into a kli kibel that I can drink tea out of, that's metaken mana. And tikun mana, that's a malacha mida oraisa. However, if I have a branch which is pasul, and I make this branch kosher, namely, I give it now a halachic status of hechsher, what condition do I require in order that should be a malacha?
That I need it.
Namely, that if there is no need, if there is no, in other words, that there's the difference between, using Aryeh's language before, the difference between, before we distinguish between a hechsher and a heter. In other words, that a heter kli, a heter to use something, that's only metaken mana midrabanan. A hechsher is metaken mana mida oraisa. However, as opposed to a yitzira, as opposed to a real creation is irrelevant if I need it or I don't need it. The hechsher is only considered to be a malacha if I need it. If I don't need it, we have no malacha of metaken mana. That was that we're dealing over here with a definition, with a halachic definition, that a halachic definition of metaken mana is either I am giving something a meaningful function in the world, or I am giving it a necessary halachic function. But giving it a halachic function when it's not necessary, that's meaningless in the world of tikkun kli. Tremendous chiddush. According to Rashi, the Ritva says the same thing. If you look in the Ritva, not the beginning, but the last two lines, Hachi Perusha, Halachashiv Metaken El Kishetzarach Lemitzvaso, Kisheno Tzarach Lo Eino Chashiv Metaken Ad Sheyiskavin Lo Varehu Kamalaket Osame Hadashote Sheino Metaken. That taking the berries off of a hadas kosher that I don't need is like taking berries off of a hadas shote. That I'm not doing any tikkun, I'm not accomplishing anything in terms of a hechsher mitzvah. However, the Aruch, quoted over here by the Ritva, says, no, we don't have an issue over here in the world of malacha. In the world of malacha, my nafkamina, if we're giving something a halachic use, or we're giving something an efficient practical use, that's metaken mana. However, over here, I'm not miskaveh. We want to be mechayev mikas of psikresha. What conditions do I require for psikresha? Pirish bal ha'aruch afal pishu mesaken gomor. And the world of the malacha, we have over here a malacha. But ain't in psikresha v'layamus ela kishu nehene mi malachto kevan she'ose below miskaveh. This is what we call halachically a psikresha v'lo ichpasle. That the whole din of psikresha is telling me that when I am doing a pula muteret, it's as though I am doing a malacha, which is going to result if we have two conditions. Condition number one, the malacha is necessarily going to come. That's the psikresha. Condition number two, I want the malacha. So if the malacha is going to come and I want it, so when I'm doing my pula muteret of eating berries, I'm doing a pula muteret, and we have that that the malacha will vaday come and I'm interested in the malacha, then it's as though I'm doing the malacha. That's considered to be the psikresha v'lo yamos that we have over here, an asiya. I'm considered to be doing the malacha. I'm an osa malacha. But if either of those conditions are missing, so then I'm doing a pula muteret. I'm dragging. I'm eating berries. There's nothing, the malacha does not relate to me. I'm not doing the malacha. The malacha results. There's no Easter to have a result of malacha. There's an Easter to do a malacha. That's the sheet of the Aruch B'chol HaTorah Kula. That psik reisha de lo nichalei, even psik reisha de lo ichbaslei, is mutar. Tosfos disagrees both with the Aruch and with Rashi. He disagrees with both of them. The Tosfos points out that over here, there's no problem on the level of the malacha. Bara we have over here, tikkun kli. And there's no issue over here in terms of psikresha. Bara that we have over here, of psikresha. What over here is the heter according to Tosfos of Islei Hoshanta Achrisei? That we have a issue of malacha she'ein tzricha legufa, a separate principle that malachas machsheves means that I need the result. If I dig a hole because I want the dirt and I don't care at all about the hole, that's not a malacha of chofer. It's a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. If I remove a mace, not because I want it outside, but because I don't want it inside, then I'm not interested in the tachlis of having it outside. That's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Malacha shein tzricha legufa classically is only aser drabana. Over here points out Tosa, since I'm doing a mitzvah, so it's mutar altogether. Namely, that if I am interested in eating berries, even though the result of my eating berries is necessarily going to be a hadas kasher, since I don't care about this hadas kasher, that's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. So it's not an issue over here, do I have tikkun mana? Barar I have tikkun mana. It's not an issue over here, do I have a psik resha? Barar I have over here a psik resha. However, the heter is that I'm dealing in the realm of malacha shein tzricha legufa, which maximum is an iser drabanan, and here, since it's l'tzarech mitzvah, it's mutter.
But how is it l'tzarech mitzvah if you have another Hoshana? Is not a problem? If you have, the whole point is that we're saying you have Hoshana achrini, that's the whole answer, so then it's not l'shem mitzvah because you don't need this for the mitzvah.
That Chazal simply did not make, in other words, Chazal made a gzeira. Don't do a malacha shein tzricha legufa because you make them to do a malacha tzricha legufa, and they didn't make their gzeira in the realm of mitzvah. In the realm of mitzvah, they never made gzeiros. Nothing to do with the fact whether you need it for the mitzvah or don't need it for the mitzvah. That we know that many times Chazal didn't make gzeiros b'makom d'lo shchiach. Chazal didn't make gzeiros shein atzibor yachol lamod ba. Chazal didn't make gzeiros in the world of in the mikdash. There's ein shus mikdash. So Chazal didn't make a gzeira in the world of mitzvos. That's, in other words, not that you need it. Simply in this realm of mitzvah, they didn't make a mitzvah. The issue that we have over here is really not Rashi, Ritva, Aruch, or Tosfos, but rather the Rambam. The Rambam paskins, Ein ma'atino san biyont of neshehu kimetaken, Avar v'likton o likton echad echad la'achila harei ze kosher. What's missing in the Rambam?
You need another Hoshana?
That you don't need another Hoshana. So of course, we have over here a malacha, metakein, and we have a psikresha. So how do we have a reza kasha? The Gemara says we need a condition of Islei Hoshanta Achrina. So the Magid Mishnah was, of course, bothered by this, that the Rama appears to go against the Gemara. And the Magid Mishnah says that we have the wrong reading in our Rambam. In our Rambam, we have the words Echad, Echad. But we shouldn't read it Echad, Echad. We should read it Oshaliktan Acher. V'zeshama Rabbeinu, Oshaliktan Acher, Ritzon Olomar Misha Eino Tzarech Lotzeis Bahadas, V'zebarur. That the Rambam simply had another equivalent case of Ispe Hoshanta Achrina. Ispe Hoshanta Achrina means that I don't need this. Liktan Acher means that this is not even my hadas. I'm eating the berries off of someone else's hadas. This is not for my mitzvah. It's for someone else's mitzvah. Namely, that we don't have over here that connection. In other words, however you're going to learn, Ispe Hoshanta Achrina. You can learn like Rashi. You can learn like the Aruch. You can learn like Tosfos. Put any of those into the Rambam that we have the Ukimta of Ispe Hoshanta Achrina with a slightly different twist. of liktan acher. Liktan acher. That someone else who's not the owner of the hadas, he was the one who's malaked. And then, either this is not metaken mana, like Rashi and the Ritva, this is not psikresha, like the Aruch, or this is a malacha shein sricha lagufa, like Tosfos. Okay? However, that's not our girsa in the Rambam, and so yitachen, that there is another perush, and that is, we know that there's another perush in the Gaonim, as seen by Rabbeinu Hananel, and we know many times the Rambam follows the Gemara according to the Gaonim. Let's look at the Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel says, Tana Rabbonan e mematin bi yom tov, mishum Rav Elazar, Rabbi Shimon omer mematin, kagon shelichtan ba'achila, umishum hachilo amrinan metakein manahu, v'savra la ka'avu adamar davashenu miskavein mutar, Vahu de ispe hoshanta achrise, v'ilo amrinan i'arume kom ma'arim. Namely, that within Rabbeinu Hananel, we do not have over here a real malacha of metaken. There is no real malacha of metaken. We don't have over here an iser de oraisa. Look at the language of the Rambam. Eim ematin osam biyontu lefishahu. What does Rambam say?
Kimitake,
not mitake. Kimitake. We have over here a subcategory of a world of ha'arama, that we have a separate issue of ha'arama. If someone is doing something that he's not really interested in doing in order to be able to make an end run around some halachic barrier, like he's not allowed to own chametz on Pesach, so we'll say that this whiskey is not his, that ki'ilu, he's selling it to a goy, even though we all know that it's a fictional mechira, it's ki'ilu. Ki'ilu, he's giving his chov to Bezdin before Shemitah, so that Shemitah won't apply to it, what we call the prusbo. Ki'ilu, he's this maaser sheni is not his maaser sheni, belongs to someone else, so he doesn't have to be mafresh chomesh. Ki'ilu, this, you know, that these nechasim are not, well, don't belong to his friends, so that he can be nehne from them, so that because he's basically a muder hana. A million and one cases that we have of ha'arama. He's ki'ilu wearing his handkerchief as a beged. Or wearing his key as a beged in order to be able to carry it from place to place, where in reality it's not really a beged, etc. Some cases of harama are asur. Some cases of harama are mutar. In other words, and some cases of harama are mutar for talmidei chachamim and asur for other people. Namely, harama is a sugya in and of itself. And when we're dealing with harama, in order to be able to say that it is not ha'arama, one requires some heker. One requires a heker. What would be, so over here, eating the berries of the hadas appears to be a ha'arama of how to get those berries off to make the hadas a kosher hadas. What would be a heker that this is not ha'arama within the Gemara?
You have
Yisbehoshan tachrisa. There's no ha'arama, I don't need this. I'm simply hungry, I want to eat the berries. What would be another heker that's found in the Rambam? Liktan.
Echad echad.
Echad echad l'achila. I'm eating them one at a time. Namely, I'm not sure that I'm actually going to eat all of them. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. In other words, I'm simply eating them, I'm munching. In other words, taking them slowly. So there's no harama. Harama would be, if I specifically ate all the berries at once, we'd say, oh, I was machshir the hadas, in a roundabout manner. But if I'm eating them one by one, l'chora, that's as much as a heker to take away harama as ispe hoshanta achrise. Why? In other words, what we do have to understand, according to the Rambam, is what happened to the world of
Sikresha,
of Tikkun Mana. And like, okay, so I've solved the problem of Ha'arama with my Tikkun. That's fine. But what happened to the world of Sikresha? So over here, in other words, Mirtz Hashem, those of you next year will learn with Rav Eisenstein, he'll be learning Hilchos Shabbos. So there's a tremendously common shita in the Rishonim that a psik reisha and an Iser drabanan is mutar. That we only have a psik reisha and an Iser d'oraisa. Since the Rambam says over here, we're dealing with kimitakein, it's not an Iser d'oraisa, so perhaps psik reisha is irrelevant. Do we paskin that way? So in halacha we say that if it's a psik reisha with two Iserim d'rabanan, that's what's mutter, not one Iser. But the Magen Avraham seems to say even one Iser, yitachen mo that would be over here the shita of the Rambam. But the moment that we deal with Harama, then you don't have to change the gears on the Rambam. Likton echad echad would also be a way of getting around the Harama. Beseder? Okay, that's what we have over here in the sugya. What I'd like to talk to you about for 2 minutes, yes, is a totally different topic, and that's simply when would you like to stop learning in order to be able to chazer, for to chazer to do a chazara, and those you know, if you would be able to clean it.